Different country, different Santa. What would Christmas be if not for Santa and his helpers? Where would all the magic of Christmas be? Even now, when I'm much older, my heart warms up when I see Santa at the Christmas fair around here in the USA. Did you know that each country has its own version of how Santa looks and what it does? I was surprised to learn that some countries have more than one Santa. Can you believe that? How did Santa's tradition begin? In Europe, the story goes that Saint Nicholas was a bishop in the 3rd century in Turkey. He was helping the poor and sick, traveling the countryside and offering them his help and good word. December 6th is the anniversary of Saint Nicholas' death. Since the Renaissance, he was the most popular saint in Europe. Of course, Santa was not a tradition for Native Americans, but the immigrants brought him to America by the end of the 18th century. It started with a gathering of Dutch families to celebrate the anniversary of Saint Nicholas' death. Sister Claus from Dutch means Saint Nicholas. After some time passed, his name evolved into Santa Claus. Because of the generosity of Saint Nicholas, present giving and helping those in need become a tradition since the 19th century in the USA and around the globe. There are many donations around Christmas. People make sure that families in need are provided with a meal and necessary items. Free Santas in Slovenia. The kids in Slovenia are so lucky. They have free Santas, free good men, to write letters to and receive gifts from. Svetli Miklavš, who visits on December 5th, is accompanied by angels. Slovenians organize processions for him every year that day. Good kids leave their stockings or shoes on this night and Santa will bring them small presents. Bad kids will receive something scary. On Christmas Eve, Božiček will visit the families and on New Year's Eve, Dedek Mraz, meaning Grandfather Frost. You can see the last one riding on a carriage around Christmas. 13 Santas in Iceland. Iceland is the luckiest country in Europe. It has 13 Santas, Yule lads, over 13 nights before Christmas. They come from Icelandic folklore that is still very alive nowadays amongst Icelandic families. Each Yule lad is doing some sort of mischief. The kids place their shoes on the windowsill, expecting to get a present. Bad-behaved kids will get a potato. Good kids will get a gift. In return for their efforts, the Yule lads receive a little treat from the families they visit. This will be usually loifabrod, meaning leaf bread, which is a thin, crispy flatbread made around Christmas. Female gift bringer Santa and Krampus in Austria. Santa is not bringing the presents in Austria, but the Christkind. She comes in the form of an angel with white wings and a halo over her head. She brings gifts only for good kids on Christmas Eve. During Advent, friendly Saint Nicholas and Krampus, frightening witch, might knock at your door to check whether the children were good or bad behaved. The kids fear Krampus. The well-behaved kids will receive sweets, peanuts, and tangerines, while the bad-behaved ones will get a word of warning. Sinterklaas in the Netherlands. In the Netherlands, Santa looks like Saint Nicholas. He wears a tall red bishop hat with a golden cross and a red cloak. He carries a long golden staff. He rides a white horse. He holds a book where he writes addresses and kids' names and keeps track of whether they behave well or not. He travels from Madrid to the Netherlands and Belgium to celebrate his birthday on December 5th. He knocks on doors and brings presents and candy only for good boys and girls. He is accompanied by Mad Pete's, his helpers. They will leave the candy and presents in each house, as Santa is old and cannot go through the chimney anymore. Santa and Pete's travel by steamboat. If there were no river or water nearby, they would choose any transport mode with a steam engine. They will arrive on the third or fourth week of November, followed by the local parade. Merry Christmas, Academo students. We wish you all the best in the coming year, 2024.